Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hey guys, Jackson here to let you know that rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated, and also that this week we've got a little treat for you. This week, instead of your regularly scheduled programming, we're releasing this month's episode of Shut Up a Second Classic, a show normally only available over at Sans Pants Plus, where me, Zoe, and JD, the original Triginal, return to old Shut Up a Second topics and do them again. Alright, till I see you next time. Bye! Time to return to heaven!
Hey everybody, and welcome to this month's episode of Shut Up a Second Classic. That's right, we new coked you. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Zoe B.
And I am Joel Dusha. Zoe B, you're so far away.
I'm so far away. Zoe's sitting a mere meter and a half Zoe's away from the boys.
Sitting on a couch. It's good.
I'm comfy.
Before we get into whatever shit you're about, the eggs or something.
Yeah, it's today's
shit.
Eggs, but don't worry about it.
Who cares? You're sitting on a couch, sure, but the couch is next to me, yet you've chosen to sit the furthest.
This is where the microphone was.
But it's not built in.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
No.
Yeah.
It feels like we're doing a podcast now rather than talking to our friend that's watching TV.
I wish you had been watching TV.
Disinterested.
The whole time. Huh? Yeah.
Zoe was sitting in the spot that you'd be sitting if you're watching the TV, because she was facing the TV and not us.
Yeah.
The TV's not on. Ruder, in fact. Yeah, exactly. At least she was watching
just
something.
Just intentionally not paying attention to
us. Yeah, I don't like you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's fair.
Anyway,
today's topic is
eggs.
Who cares?
Okay, I'm just gonna say.
You know what? No, today's topic is horses now. What's okay. up? What's going on? See, I can change the topic whenever I want. It's golf. You ever played golf?
No.
Do you know the rules of golf?
A hit, ball, and hole.
Yeah, hey, congratulations.
Yay.
Congratulations, you know Tiger Woods.
You know the rules of golf, Jackson?
Gotta get a, don't get a birdie.
You can get a birdie. You can. Birdie's good.
What about a four? You yell that if you're hitting the golf.
Yeah.
Golf, golf, very far ball.
Yeah.
Four is like watch, heads up kind of thing. Yeah. Watch out.
That's a good thing to say before you whack someone in the back of the head. Hey, four.
Boom.
Yeah.
That's some classic golf humor.
Yeah, exactly. They wear the big pants. I know that much.
They wear sometimes. That hat with the pom-pom on top.
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah.
Cool way of saying pom-pom.
Pom-pom.
It's always fun when podcasts invent new ways of saying words.
Yeah.
And I feel like, shut up a second, throughout history, it has happened a lot.
Yeah.
Mispronouncing words with confidence. It's the key to a new language in the future.
Pom-pom.
Pom-pom.
Golf. Birdie.
No, because I feel like fucking around with the end of the word, it's commonplace. You got to fuck around with the start. Birdie.
It sounds like we should play golf. Like, the accents we're doing sound like
a golf accent.
Because birdie sounds like my wife.
Yeah, it does. Birdie.
Birdie, I wish to play golf.
Golf. Truly inventing new words. We're playing a game of golf.
It's like basketball and golf. It's pretty sick.
Okay.
Slam dunking a golf ball into a golf hole would be sick.
Swish.
Okay, now let's explore this basketball and golf thing.
Bolf.
Basketball. Bolf.
Yeah.
Basketball clearly being the first sports word that started with B that Zoe could think of.
Yeah.
So Zoe, how does your bolf rules work?
How
are you combining bolf? Basketball and golf?
It's two teams of five.
Okay. Two teams of five? Okay. Neither sport, I believe, traditionally has a team of five.
Doesn't a basketball team have a team of five?
I don't know.
I think it does.
Okay.
There's definitely more players on the bench, so I don't know if they'd call it a team of five.
I feel
or
like
not.
Five players are on the court.
Yeah. Mm. What's bolf?
So it's bolf.
Not no, basketball.
I was just exploring why.
Yeah. I think in basketball, there are five people on each team on the court.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a golf field, though.
What are the roles?
Golf field? Golf course?
Is it a course or a field? Like, are we in an arena or are we on the green?
We're on the green.
Okay. We're on the green!
Instead of being like 18 holes,
yeah,
it's one big field.
Okay.
And there's but one... we're calling the big field the golf field, aka the green.
Are there any holes? Because you said instead of holes.
One of each end.
Okay, one on each end. One on each end or one of each end?
Zoe is right. There is five basketball players on the field on the court at one time, but it is a team of 12.
Okay, not in both.
Not in both.
It's just teams of five. Men.
If one of yours is out, you just have to play with less men.
Okay. Okay. Great.
Also, it's not gender specific. It can be mixed.
Yeah. Okay. This great.
Any. It's gender neutral, but unfortunately, the gender neutral term in this in golf is men.
Yeah.
It's men.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
We're making men not gender neutral.
Because it's short for human.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. This is innovation.
We got five men on the field today. Sorry, on the golf pitch. And of course,
the golf field, aka the green.
By men, I mean human. As we say in the game of golf.
It's looking to be a fine day of golf here. Both teams of five men warming up. Unfortunately, one of the teams has an injury and there is no bench in golf, so it's a 4v5 today.
Yeah.
We're here in a giant field, golf field, aka the green.
Two big holes on either side. Let's see who can play the best golf today.
Jackson, traditionally golf is played on 18 holes over kilometers of field. So replacing all of that with one big green has made this game, those four men on one team and five men on the other are going to be running for a long time.
And as we said earlier, by men, we mean human.
It's gender neutral.
Human beings. Okay.
Love both.
So in the game of golf, we got the two holes on either side of the green.
Yep.
What are we doing?
Everyone's got a club.
Okay.
Okay. Do they get to pick?
Yeah, you know,
pick... Okay. Golf clubs all do different things.
Yeah,
so they get to pick. They all get a sack.
Okay. A sack.
And the human are taking their sacks onto the field.
And they all get to pick one? Do they get one or do they have their whole
They get one, but
sack.
They can, like, they can jump and change. But they can only be, like, playing with one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So is it the idea that, say, somebody might get a putting golf stick? Club. Somebody might get one.
I at least got a club right.
A wedge or whatever it is. Okay. Great. And then is there...
There's a basketball.
There's a basketball. Whacking a basketball with a golf club does sound great.
It will bend the golf club to the point where it snaps almost immediately.
That's why you get your whole sack.
Also, doing that removes any... Pretty much any... Because if you're playing with a golf ball, every club has a slightly different angle, so therefore we use
well, how
for
big
different
is the
things.
Is the club part of the club?
Well, I guess it would be basketball sized.
Okay.
That's
so it's a long stick with a huge end. Okay, fabulous. Now, so is the only element of golf that borrows from basketball the fact that it is a basketball we're getting in the golf hole?
No, and they've got... So it's still like a golf...
Are you calling them baskets?
Yeah, but they're baskets for it to go in.
Ground baskets.
Yeah, ground baskets. There's two teams, and you've got to stop the other team from getting it in their basket, but you also have to get as many in your basket as you
as many.
The first to 18 wins.
So everybody prepare for another long game of golf. The customary thwop as one of the golf clubs slams into that basketball. It's crazy we don't call it a golf ball, but that's okay. It's a basketball.
I'm a big fan of the fact that you've clearly picked the first 18 as a reference to golf, hoping that I guess I'm like, today we'll be playing to 18, first 18 wins, and the crowd being like golf clapping, be like, that's a number I recognize. It's an old number. It's an old number. I understand.
That's good. Golf reminds me of golf, and I love it now.
And that's golf for you, baby.
So just to, I just need to
check. We need to clarify
something.
A couple of rules of golf.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Oh, there's a lot of rules, but I just want to classify the golf field, aka the green, aka the playing surface of.
Yeah.
It's not flat.
No, of course it wouldn't be. Because you're replacing all 18 holes of a golf course. Have you been on a real life golf course before?
It wasn't going to be like all 18. Maybe like one or two.
Okay. That changes things.
Wait,
like
hang on. So
maybe give it like it's an acre big field.
How big's the arena? How do we watch golf?
Maybe on TV.
Yeah. Well, maybe everybody gets golf caddies to go around.
Camera.
To follow. Okay. Okay, I think I'm understanding golf.
Okay, yeah. Is it 2 points if you get it in, like in basketball?
No, it's 1 point, like golf.
Golf doesn't have a 1 point system.
Oh, well, then I don't know.
Golf, it counts.
And just a rule clarification on how many points sinking a ball from
right,
golf in a basket is.
All right, you get yours in, it's 2 points, but if the other team gets their pin in, one in, they get 2 points, but one minus one for you.
So to win, you need to score...
First to 18.
But, so you could win by... scoring 9 goals.
Nine golf goals, yeah.
Are they called goals? You're making a lot of faces and not hearing a lot of words. Yeah, like, that was very good for me and Jackson.
That was great. It was good to just see you be like, this is the one I got to tackle. Mm. This is the one I'm struggling with. What do we call it? What do you call it when you sink a hole in golf?
Hoops.
Hoops.
Okay, so you got to score 9 hoops to 0 to win.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But if you would, if they score one,
you're losing two.
Seven? No, you lose one.
You lose one.
If they
okay.
score two, you lose one. So that would mean, sorry,
but
10.
That would start on like minus something.
Well, because like, oh,
okay, all right.
No, okay. So that means a winning score would be like, so 9 and 0 would win.
Yeah.
on, 10 and 1 would win, but 10 and 2 may also win.
Bolf's complicated.
Yeah, that's Bolf, you know, for you.
That's Bolf. As we say in Bolf, that's Bolf.
Yeah, 10 and 2 would also win. And then it'd be 11 and 3 and 11 and 4.
Yeah.
Then 12 and 5 and 13 and 5.
Yeah. There's many ways to win Bolf, dude. Okay.
What's then what you're going to do is grab the golden snitch.
Okay, yeah, good.
No, I'm fucking with you. That would be ludicrous.
Yeah, I thought so. I'm glad to hear that. So do we think that, like, what would be, like, a red flag in a game of golf? You know, what's...
Is it a contact sport? I mean, neither of the sports you've combined are. Basketball, but... I think, sometimes is considered one, although, like, obviously making contact in certain ways
is a foul. Yeah, is a foul.
I think because they're playing with clubs, it would be quite unfair for it to be a contact sport.
Okay. Uh-huh. So no clubbing of the other
ball.
Yeah,
but you can't use your hands on the ball either. It's like kind of soccer and golf rules.
Yeah.
Club only.
Yeah, okay. That's good.
Okay, do you have similar rules to like hockey, say, which is that you can only swing the golf club, which I'm presuming what the clubs are called, a certain height? The protection of other players.
Okay. So there is, it's a bloody sport.
You can get damaged, but if you're swinging,
usually when you can get damaged and you play a sport, they call that a contact.
No, because I think the contact would, I don't know sports.
Yeah, please.
But I would assume that contact proved intent. Where I think in both.
Okay, so both it's unintentional contact.
Yeah, but it is violent.
Yeah.
How I guess like a jockey can die because they get run over by their own horse.
Yeah.
Horse racing's not a contact sport. Although it's a bad sport.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, can I give you a couple
makes
of...
think.
Can I give you a couple of golf scenarios and you tell me what the ruling would be? Or just what the next step would be. So we're playing a game of golf.
Yep.
I've picked my club from the sack.
Yep.
The golf ball, i.e. the basketball, comes to me. I have the golf ball. Now, is it like hockey where I dribble it by moving it side to side towards the golf hole? Or is it like golf where I have to stop and everything stops and I putt it? What's the go?
It's like golf.
Oh, okay. So it's got an NFL. Oh, yeah.
So if you're in possession of the golf ball, the golf ball's at your feet, you start swinging, everyone stops.
Everyone doesn't have to stop, but you have to stop.
Okay. So situation. Douche has the golf ball. He's stuck.
I have to plant both of my feet and then do a normal golf
but
swing.
I can come in and steal the golf ball,
no,
but then
you
I
also
have to stop.
Stay.
Okay. But Douche can stop moving until he steals it from me. Then he has to stop. So any kind of juggling of the ball between two golf ball players is a very jerky stretch.
Well, any possession of the golf ball, Jackson, as you would be an expert of this sport, you may know. So the moment you're in possession of the golf ball, you must plant both feet, meaning that if someone is dribbling the ball, they can only move whilst the golf ball isn't like actually in their possession. Otherwise, they got to plant those feet.
Yeah,
they could often, ship it forward, but unfortunately, that gives the other players opportunity to sneak in and
steal the golf ball.
The golf steal.
I love you two as the narrators for golf.
Thank you. Well, we'll become
narrators. Often in sport, they're called commentators, but golf has narrators.
We narrate the golf game.
Very theatrical.
That's nice.
Once upon a time. on a golf field, aka the green. Two teams of five men, gender neutral men.
That's human. Have picked their golf clubs from the sacks
and are ready to do combat. I'm Jackson Bailey and Joel
Dush. I'm Joel Dush.
And we are your golf narrators today.
We swapped. Yeah. We swapped for golf.
You gotta swap for Bolf.
You gotta swap for Bolf, yeah.
When you actually verse each other in Bolf, you also have to swap, so your team name becomes the other person's team name. Yeah.
What? How long does a Bolf game typically last? Is it in quarters, halves?
Or is it Quidditch rules where it's only when they get to the final score you win?
Yeah, Quidditch rules.
Okay, so it can go for a very long time.
I guess that you could have a break every half hour.
Okay, so first 18 wins with a break every half an hour for an undetermined amount of time. Yeah. And there's only five players per team. There's no bench.
Yeah, and it kind of is a cricket as situation that if we don't finish, we just keep going tomorrow.
That is not how cricket works. Cricket has a time limit.
Not bad.
Why does it go for 5 days?
Well, because that is, you'll see there that 5 days is a time limit.
That's too long.
It's, 5 days.
Does that make
golf forever?
Yeah, golf the only infinite sport. Long unending golf.
That's what they say. The poster just says long unending golf. A new sport coming to 2021.
Yeah.
We're petitioning for it to be an Olympic sport.
Yeah, that makes sense. 2024. Maybe long unending golf.
Olympics 2024. It's a long poster.
Yeah. Where is the 2024
Olympics?
Scroll
it out. Yeah. Well, this one's Tokyo.
I've got some terrible news for those Tokyo fans out there. Yeah. I don't think that's happening.
Yeah. I think
They're running the torch.
Oh, yeah.
Paris
in 2024.
And they would love Bolf.
They would love Bolf in Paris. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, that's
nothing
right.
Says Paris more than Bolf.
Bolf. Bolf. Welcome to the Bolf pitch. I is a green. For another wonderful game of Bolf. My name is, of course, Joel Dusha.
And I am your Jackson. We Jackson Bailey.
You're Jackson Bailey.
I am the wee Jackson Bailey. He's the comment on Bolf for the 2024 Parisian Olympics.
We will be your narrators today. I do not know. I've just come from my swamp by the sounds of things.
Bolf 2024 Parisian Olympics sponsored by Shrek. Shrek's back. and it's sponsoring. Wow, the Olympics are cool this year.
Shrek's back and he's sponsoring Bolf. That was a turn that I wasn't expecting DreamWorks to take, but I'm glad they took risks.
I'm glad that Shrek's back not as a movie, but as a guy who's narrating the new sport, Bolf.
Oh, they couldn't afford Eddie Murphy, I said.
Yeah,
that.
Okay, yeah.
They just got Shrek the guy.
They got Shrek the human, the ogre man.
Jackson Bailey, he introduced himself as.
That's, I should have introduced myself as Shrek, sorry. Hello, I am Shrek. And this is Jackson, Jackson Bailey. And
hello. It's me, wee Jackson Bailey.
How did you lose your Scottish accent?
How did I gain my Scottish accent? I don't know.
You gotta do, to get your Scottish accent, you gotta do Parisian, and to do whatever accent that was, you gotta do Scottish, apparently.
You're always one off. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited for Bolf.
Yeah.
I look forward to the future of Bolf.
What uniforms do they wear?
That's great question.
Crop tops and hot pants.
Oh, okay. Is that for to aerate? Because it's a physically exhausting sport.
and they get one of those.
Yeah,
they get one of those hats with the pom pom on it.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. Could like golf.
Like golf.
Okay.
Like golf. And I guess basketball shorts, like basketball.
Yeah. Okay.
And then crop tops because I deserve it.
Yeah,
crop tops, basketball shorts.
Yeah. Pom pom hat.
We've ditched the hot pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What about on our feet? Golf shoes.
Oh, one of each.
One of each. Okay, so basketball sneakers are made for basketball courts, have grip and stuff like that. Golf shoes have spikes.
Yep, one of each.
Or you combine it
to look like a sweet sneaker with spikes.
Oh, okay. Well, that
actually is. Sense. Yeah, that makes way more sense
than one of each.
Yeah, yes. Well, because I was this. You know, nothing on the green is a basketball.
Yeah, correct. And if you're running, although. This is another thing. Greens are very fragile. Yeah. In fact, at golf courses, they often are covered, or the golf curator is yelling at you to get off the green.
Yeah.
Why would they have it?
Yeah.
Why would they have what?
The green, if they don't want you to touch it.
No. So if you're playing golf, they don't yell at you to get off the green. I mean, if you pulled out the wrong...
What are you doing? Playing golf? What is that? It's my golf club. What are you crazy?
Get that off the green. Now, why don't you look after this green?
Trying to put the ball in the hole. What?
That's madness.
Leave the hole untouched. Who let you in here? This is a golf course.
I just wanted to play golf.
I'm so confused.
So, yeah, the green, very fragile. That's why you're not allowed usually to use anything except a putter.
Like, that's what
it
makes golf so interesting.
Yeah,
because in
a lot of dirt.
Yeah, a golf game that goes several hours, as all golf games do,
yeah,
means that it's going to be a muddy golf green. Well, it's going to go from the green to the brown.
Yeah.
Are we doing anything about the divots?
Yeah.
Nah.
Just leave it. Okay, broken ankle.
Yeah.
Sand traps?
Nah.
Okay.
No, because it's all just green.
It's all green.
It's all green. And hills, though.
Yeah.
So
yeah, slopes.
So does that, is it, because obviously the green, a golf course in real life, will have many undulating hills and divots.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah, there's undulating.
Okay. But does the green, golf, there's undulating. But does the green have a random assortment of undulations? Like, is it the kind of thing where...
Yeah, it depends on what green you're on.
Okay, but does that mean that me and the four other humans who step out onto the golf green, will be like, oh no, the hill's on our side of the green. Things are way worse for us, or is it fair?
Yeah. Do
no,
you swap ends?
No,
okay. So you might
just... like, when you go to their court, it might just be fucking hellish for them.
So no. Every their golf
court
team...
Okay, so it's called courts.
No, yeah. I guess field.
Okay.
The green.
Okay. Does
I misspoke, Dusha.
Does every golf team have their own green?
I guess so.
Okay, we round robin. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we round robin and everyone gets...
Well, I guess,
your one's good for you because you know it, and then every other one's a surprise.
Yeah. Okay.
And then sometimes the golf commissioners will come and put new hills in just to fuck with you.
Golf commissioners.
How do you put in a new hill?
Who are dirt. The golf commissioners?
So they just cover the green in dirt.
And then grass.
They lay grass on double.
And what are they going to do during the period of time where... The long period of time it will take for the grass to grow over the dirt and then
you get
those
pre-ground... For pre-grown grass, you know, that comes in slabs.
It is pre-grown grass, but that's an insane way to put it.
What would you call it?
I would call it grass. It's not pre-grown, it's just grown.
Also, because the greens...
It's like calling me a pre-grown man. I just grew up regularly. Nobody organized it before.
And also, Zoe, have you been on a green before?
Obviously.
So a green, much like a cricket pitch, is like treated grass. So they don't just grow grass on it. They have to
maintain
it.
They roll out the grass.
Yeah. In golf, they do.
Yeah. In golf, it's just grown.
Yeah. And there's patches of dirt. Yeah. There's patches of dandelions and shit. You got to watch out. It's golf. It's crazy.
Okay, so it's less a green and more just
a field.
A patch of grass.
Like a random bit of nature somebody supplanted into.
Yeah, and we've dug two holes on either end of it. So now we're going to play both.
That's something that probably should be clarified as well. These holes, they're basketball size.
Oh, no.
Oh, so they're golf size?
Yes.
How are you going to get a basketball into a golf hole?
Oh, you're not going to get it in. You got to just sit perfectly on top without moving.
That's okay.
And you got to do that 9 times while the other team does that no time. Yeah. Can you hold it there or do you have to just hit it?
You can't use your hands.
You can use the stick.
Okay.
But if you touch, then you... Okay, so you got to
it counts as a putt.
Okay.
Why does that matter?
I don't know.
So we... Keeping like a stroke count as well. Yeah. Is there a stroke
I am
limit?
Personally keeping one, but that's just for me. It's not part of the.
You're just curious. Okay, so Bolf has no stroke count, but Zoe B has a stroke.
Yeah,
count.
Okay,
yeah, those are my rules.
That's fair
for Bolf.
Well, that's great. I feel like we should organize a Sans Pants only Bolf game.
Bolf tournament.
Yeah, a Bolf tournament. 5 strong Q-men, together.
Each side. We got 5 apiece, I reckon.
Yeah, easy.
Basketball shorts, crop tops.
Yeah.
Golf clubs. Expensive. Will definitely break. Also, we need Bolf clubs.
Is there a difference between a Bolf club and a golf club?
Yeah,
or a Bolf club
is bigger.
Yeah.
tee in a basketball.
Well, I'm sure if we got like big plastic novelty ones, yes. You know.
You're forgetting the size and weight of a basketball.
Yeah, I am.
Or in this case, a bolf ball.
Yeah, we'll weld something together.
Is it a bolf ball or a bolfkit ball?
It's a bolfkit ball.
Bolfkit ball.
Gotta get the bolfkit ball. Is the bolfkit ball identical to a basketball or is
in
it heavy
every,
like a
in
golf ball?
Every way it is identical to a basketball except that it looks exactly like a golf ball.
Oh, so it's got those little divots in it as well?
That's cool.
But it has the same air property.
Yeah. You got to inflate the bulkhead ball.
Yeah.
But it
so
is.
It's not
so
hard,
it can
like
pop if you hit it too, if you hit it wrong.
Okay.
And that is an automatic disqualification for the other team.
Pop, for this week. Pop the bulkhead ball, you lose.
Yeah, but the other team.
Wait, the other team?
Yeah, because you did the sickest thing you could do in both.
Okay,
so if you pop the bulkhead ball, you win both.
Yeah.
Because the other team has to disqualify. You did the sickest thing. So it's a victory to you, but because the thing you did means the other team have to disqualify.
Yeah,
so,
like they have to concede.
So you could get,
so you don't automatically win, you force the other team to concede because you were being so fucking sick.
So you could, so you go to a game of bulf.
Yeah.
And you're like, we could try and hit that impossible score of 9 bulf holes. Or just everybody, this is our strategy, fucking wail on the bulf get ball. We got to pop it as quick as possible.
Can you alter your
no,
bulf
clubs?
No, there's
standard issue.
Okay, standard issue bulf clubs.
Yeah, but like your bulf club, so if you hit a bulf ball wrong.
Yeah.
You could bend the bulf. The bolf stick.
Mm-hmm.
Bolf stick? Bolf club.
Club. The bolf. Like you don't even know bolf.
So like I could pull out my 5 bolf iron.
Yeah.
And intentionally hit the bolf kit ball in a way that bends the bolf club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that then there's just like protruding metal. That mm-hmm. seems like a very easy way to burst the ball.
No, well, no, you can't do that. That's unsportsmanship like. And by man, we mean human.
Yeah, on sports humanship, like. Yeah.
So, but
you got to do it pure apart.
You've got to do it pure apart. What if you break your
welcome
club?
Welcome to the 2024 Olympics. All of the big, strong barf men are human, pure of heart and pure of spirit.
I, them couple of weave. Fellas. By fellas, I mean men, and by men, I mean human. It's me,
why
Jackson Bailey.
Why are you arty?
The pure of art.
They are pure of art. Let's see who pops the bump get the ball first.
Oh, who is able to score 18 without conceding 18 first? 18.
Oui, oui.
I love this worldly douche narrating golf.
Yeah, he's going on a journey through Europe. It's fabulous. Well, I mean, if I say a journey through Europe, he went to Scotland somewhere else. We don't know where.
It sounded Austrian.
Yeah, maybe Austria, and then he became Arnie.
Yeah.
Yeah, a beautiful tour of Europe. All the places Bolf is played.
Yeah. Bolf big in those regions.
Yeah, exactly.
Big Bolf heads.
Big Bolf heads down.
Yeah, lots of fields.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as the greens.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
of course.
What
about us? We got our spiked Bolf shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that not a risk? If I pop the Bolf skit ball with my spiked
well,
shoe.
Well, that's fucking sick. That's...
That's
foolish.
That's okay. Do I then disqualify?
So break,
my...
Is there like? Oh yeah, that's another thing we need to clarify. Mm. But I think this will tie into it, which is so if that's foolish, does that mean that there is an umpire or referee or
great
official
question.
Or whatever you want to call it?
Or are they the commissioner?
Throwing it.
Commissioners.
Okay, the Bolf commissioner has to decide if the Bolf ball gets burst, whether
was
it was
sick
or foolish. And if it's foolish, presumably your team loses, right?
Yeah, but
you
it's
have
not
to concede.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got to concede your win.
Is
and
it
like, we were foolish, or sorry.
And if you do something that's sick and the other team has to concede, so they don't have... Can they choose not to?
They can, but it's very unsportsmanship. Like, and by sportsman, we mean
sports
human.
Okay. Okay, so it's not an automatic disqualification.
No, it's kind of like the American presidency. Like, you've got to concede that
you
lost.
Unfortunately, it's a myth. You don't have to concede shit.
Yeah.
Well, then I don't know sports or politics.
Well, that's... So is it the kind of thing... Say our both team loses.
Oh, sorry, we are forced to disqualify because the other Bolf team popped the Bolfsketball in a sick way. But we are like, no, we're going for
We think that was actually foolish.
And we're trying to go for the Bolf championship. So it goes to the commissioner. So there's like a break.
Yeah.
Separate from the half hour, the break every half hour.
Yeah.
Which, like by the way, how long does that break take?
Well, I guess it's 15 minutes per half hour.
So you get 15 minutes off every half an hour.
Is that too much?
That's a very long time.
I fuck with 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Oh my god! Quickly suck down those fucking oranges. Drink your water bottle. We're back at the Bolf Green. Okay. So, and another question I have.
Yeah.
One commissioner or a team of commissioners?
Well, it's a team of every team of Bolf players.
Yeah.
Gets to nominate their coach slash commissioner.
Their coach slash commissioner.
No. I take that back. Coach. Is coach.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, thank God.
Coach's spouse. Commissioner.
Commissioner.
So, coach's spouse.
If you're like, I'd like to, honey, I'm thinking about coaching a Bolf team. Your partner's going to be like, I don't want to do that.
Be a Bolf commissioner.
So you can't.
Yeah.
And also, did you say the team nominates the coach?
Yeah, therefore.
Sure. So
you start a team first. You're like, we're pretty good.
We just need a coach. And a commissioner who is the coach's spouse.
So your Bolf team. So just for a couple, a married couple, to coach their Bolf team.
But then also corruption is rife. Because if there's two commissioners, both one represents each team. The ball bursts.
My team
someone's
was
like,
sick.
That was sick. No, that was foolish. And then what? Is it like a courtroom drama?
And then it's an episode of Law and Order Bolf.
So it goes.
It's got to go to court?
Yeah.
Okay. It goes, but there's other commissioners as well from other teams, and they would also be.
So there's like a council of.
Yeah, council of. They're all wearing robes.
Okay.
So the commissioners, there's one on each team. How many are also what? So there's one
on
each team.
From every team.
So every team, every commissioner is there.
Yeah.
So if I go. So.
Do they make up like a jury?
Yeah.
A jury of Bolf commissioners.
Okay, then, a jury of our peers.
Yeah.
The Bolf commissioners.
So let me get this right. Yeah. Ball bursts.
Yeah.
Obviously, what would happen every single game is whoever bursts the ball would say that was sick. Their commissioner would be like, that was sick.
Yeah.
The other commissioner would be like, no, that was foolish. And then they turn to a jury of their peers, which is every other commissioner in the sport. Uh-huh. And they have to plead their case, I guess.
No, I think it's kind of an order because foolish and sick are a vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think. The commissioners know. And you would get like a kind of Romanesque thumbs up, thumbs down situation.
Do they talk or does everyone
vote?
No,
it's silent and they're in robes, dude. You fuck.
So everyone then votes thumbs up.
Yeah, thumbs up.
Do you mean the commissioners do or the crowd?
No, the commissioners.
Okay. The commissioners are in a separate stand.
Okay,
the commissioners are in a separate stand. They're all wearing red robes.
Yes, and they're silent.
They're silent and you just get like a
thumbs. Okay.
And then someone who counts the thumbs.
Well, I guess we can all count.
And then we all count the thumbs up, thumbs down.
The audience.
Yeah.
And also, just a quick question, Zoe. Yeah. And I hate to convolute this very streamlined process. So hypothetically,
if you wanted to get
I am a spouse of a coach and therefore a commissioner.
Yeah.
Jackson is the other spouse of the the opposition coach.
Mm-hmm.
My player has burst the ball. I say that was sick.
I say that was foolish. Mm.
We then turn to the commissioner's box and they go thumbs up, thumbs down. And what means what?
Well, obviously, thumbs down means foolish.
Okay, cool.
So okay,
thumbs up means suck it, fucking sick.
Okay.
And then you get the majority rules.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Then they're that
then
team.
Then that's a game win. Yeah, so game over. And then. That's game over. I mean, obviously. And.
Oh, game conceded.
The game conceded. The commissioners have decided. But then.
It's
us
up to the
teams
Bolf
are like,
team to be like,
I don't know
do
I
we
want
to
concede?
Because really, the Bolf, and this is an interesting thing about Bolf, the Bolf team is in charge of itself.
Yeah, because they've appointed the coach.
They employ the coach. They employ the commissioner. The Bolf team is its own entity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they can, the commissioner and the commissioner council can then be superseded by the Bolf team.
Because they can just like, interesting point.
Actually, no.
We're not conceding. And that's, then what?
Well, then you keep playing, presumably.
But there's no ball.
Yeah, there's no ball. So what are you going to do?
I don't know. It's not my sport.
Well, I think it is a game for humans with such a level of sportsmanship that I think that, that conceding is kind of the done thing.
Okay. So it would be quite a scandal.
Yeah, it would be quite a scandal if especially like the commissioners are very rarely actually called in. Like I think you know, once again,
Pure of heart.
Pure of heart.
That's true. You got to be pure of heart. I forgot about
that's
that.
That's one of the intrinsic details of Bolf that makes it such a popular sport all throughout Europe.
Yeah. Well, what I quite like
there's
is...
There's three countries in Europe.
Yeah.
Scotland, Austria, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You started in
the
three.
The three big countries.
So let me kind of describe an end of a potentially day-long game of golf.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're all sweaty. We're all covered
13-hour mark, and we've been on break for 6 hours of that.
The green is a muddy pit
at
this point. It's just a dirty hole. And one of the team, red team, pops the ball.
Yep. Mm.
Okay, in the crowd, we're like, oh! It's an exciting moment in golf. Everybody, you want to be there when a ball is popped. That's exciting. And then there's the commissioners. They have a discussion. We wait. And, you know, anticipating it, bated breath, we find out, well, red team thinks it was the sickest thing ever.
Yeah.
Blue team thinks it was foolish. It must go to the council. Uh-huh. All heads turn to the 40-odd people who must attend every golf game. They raise their hands, silent as the grave, and give thumbs up or thumbs down. Thumbs down, or thumbs up, say. Majority rules. It's the sickest thing ever. Somebody comes out, the narrator's story, like, red team wins. That's a game of golf over.
Yeah.
It's quite anticlimactic.
That's golf, baby.
As we say in golf, that's golf. And on that note, I've been Jackson. Sorry, I've been Joel Dusha.
I've been Zoe B.
Creator of golf.
Creator of golf.
And I have been Jackson Wee. And I've been Wee Jackson Bailey.
Sorry, I've been Shrek. See you on the golf green.
That's golf, baby.
Man, by which I mean you, man.
Pure of heart. Thank you.